Hello?
I don't know what happened. I'm on a wireless network, so it sometimes drops action when it's on wireless.
Okay.
So just finishing that statement, the intellectual property model we use observes the collective agreements on the campus in which they exist, and essentially we ask for a reuse license from faculty whenever we pay for content development. We ask faculty to sign a geographic reuse license that allows it to be reused within the boundaries of British Columbia.
Okay.
Not everybody agrees with that model, but the way it tends to work is that faculty who are interested in getting the money tend to sign the agreement.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so just taking a step back then. So rather than collaborating your network with other institutions as such, it's more selling the model to other institutions.
Sorry, I didn't hear though what you said.
As opposed to networking BC Campus with other institutions, it's more like selling your model.
Not selling. We tend to work on an open source kind of model, so we quite freely and openly give away our models.
Right.
So we publish white papers on our website as to how our models work and give those away to other people, hoping they may emulate them.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Cool. Go on.
I'll send you a couple of recent white papers, one on the sort of sustainable structural model for BC Campus, and one on this copyright and intellectual property model. We have two recent white papers we've just published on it.
That'd be great, thanks. Just kind of covered my next question. I was going to go on to say, do you see synchronous styles where multiple people work in the same place at once, taking an effect on the beat?